Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
After Buzzers and Siesta Key fans, we are back for Season 3, Episode 1. Oh, it feels so good to be back. We were so worried we weren't going to get this season, and we got it. Our wishes came true in the new year. Happy 2020, everyone. We are going to be talking about new boys, new friendships, and new noses. Stick around right after this.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Happy 2020, you guys.
Happy 2020. I feel like this is the start of the new year right now. Because we thought we weren't going to get it, and we got Siesta Key Season 3.
My year is officially made. I mean, I know we just started, but it's made. I'm good.
It's so true. We are back and better than ever. DJ Bailu, how's it been? What's been going on?
My goodness, it's been crazy. I mean, right now it's going to get even crazier this season, so I'm super excited to be back. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be crazier than ever. We are going to be joined by one other host that will be joining us next week, but until then, it's just the two of us. I'm Ali Nasta, and we're going to be talking about all the juicy info that went down this episode, and this is going to be a summer like never before.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Overall thoughts of this episode and how you think this season is going to go, you know, post season one and two. Like, I feel like this is going to be the best season yet.
Oh yeah, definitely. I agree. Oh my goodness, so many things are happening. I mean, we already saw the season recap and we've already been keeping up with the news updates. It's been getting crazier and crazier, and I just can't wait to see how all of this unfolds, honestly.
Right, and it's crazy because we've been kind of privy to a lot of information on social media. Luckily, they finally told us that we had a season 3. But before that, if you follow them all on Instagram, they have been sharing plenty of tidbit videos on their Instagram stories with, you know, gaffers and lighting people and videographers in their story. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can kind of put two and two together. But I think it was a matter of, like, would it get picked up? Right. So they had us on our toes for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But never fret. Here we are.
I know.
And but it also, we have been getting some spoilers on Instagram. So it's like, what's the truth?
I feel like I just already watched the whole show on Instagram, like, honestly.
But we got all of the nitty-gritty details. All right. So kicking it off, Alex and Juliet last season ended their relationship. We were worried they were going to get back together. Mm-hmm. But here we are. Season 3, first episode, they're not together. How are you feeling? Are you happy that Juliet's finally staying away from him?
I am. Uh-huh. I definitely am. I was excited for her. And then, you know, finding out that she's moved on to a new relationship, I was like, okay, good for you, girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then hearing some rumors, word on the street about her new boo has got me worried. I'm like, okay, I feel like we're taking some steps backwards because I'm still trying to figure it all out. I was rooting for her at first, but now I'm worried once again.
I agree. And I feel like, you know, obviously we don't know Robbie personally, but things we've heard in the tabloids have not been so nice. Right. So you can only kind of be as skeptical as Chloe is because she's putting things together, especially because he has lived in Siesta Key. He was friends with Alex.
That's
which
a
is so crazy that obviously they met by different, you know, ties of friendships. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's so interesting that they used to be friends and he used to live there, all this weird stuff. But also, like, I'm kind of noticing a pattern here. Like, she loves the frills in a relationship. Like, Robbie can take her on all of these nice vacations. Alex had all of these, like, nice boats and things. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, I feel like sometimes she hides it's like hidden. Like, I don't know. Like, she likes the surface level because these guys up front treat her like a princess, like she should be treated.
Right.
But then there's like a sneaky snake on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree? Do you see this side?
I agree 1,000%. I feel the way I'm seeing it, mm-hmm. I feel that Juliet, with these guys, I feel like these guys feel that she's easily bought, you know, with all these fancy things, all these boat rides, these gifts, old trips to Greece and all that. I'm like, ooh, that's great. And I think that she kind of like takes that all in and she's like, oh my gosh, he's showering me with all these like luxuries. He must really love me.
Yes.
But they have this ulterior motive at
right.
the same time. And it's just another repeat. And it's frustrating because when I first heard about Robbie, I was excited because I do remember him on The Bachelorette. He was my favorite. I was rooting for him until I heard about his, I guess, skeletons or whatever in the closet outside off camera.
Yeah.
I hear he's another douchebag. So now I'm just like, man, I think Juliet's got a type. She likes the rich douchebags.
Right. But what's also hard is that I think she wants them to be the Prince Charmer she's made in her head. You know, like mm-hmm. you were just mentioning.
Right.
She loves these guys wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And she gives them her whole heart. And so I think that's mm-hmm. why her friends, like Chloe and Amanda, you know, they are a little bit worrisome because they mm-hmm. can see this front he's putting on.
Right.
Obviously, like, let's hope it works out, but it just kind of seems like we're on, you know, we're on thin waters with this one.
Yeah.
Thin ice.
Might
with this
as well
one.
Be water. It's about yeah. to break and melt. Like,
yeah, so it's just kind of interesting. And what I found even more peculiar about this is that when they were pulling up information, Chloe was saying that he lies about his age. I find that to be like a huge red flag, but it's
right.
also like, is that a rumor? Are those tabloid, you know, like,
right.
I don't know. I just felt like it was strange. But then also you can kind of see that if Chloe's in person and catching this front that he's putting on, he's such a schmoozer. That date they had was 100% schmoozy
oh, yeah.
to a level of just like, ugh, calm down.
I know. It was just too good to be true.
Right.
That's what it looks like. All of this looks too good to be true. The dates, the flowering, the showering, all that. And it's just getting me so worried. I truly want to be happy for her, but
it's hard because there's some rickety spots here that you can kind of see that this roller coaster could be going down in a bad way, which is
yeah.
kind of scary. And you don't want to say that because we've always been rooting for Juliet. We've
I
been
know.
Wanting her to get that Prince Charming that she deserves. And I thought maybe Robbie's changed. Maybe, you know, but I don't know.
Ugh.
We shall see. And
I don't want to see her cry on screen again.
I know.
We've had enough of the tears last season, Juliet. Oh, no.
I know. I want her to be happy, but it's just kind of like,
yeah.
We're just going to have to wait and see. Hopefully, ooh. Chloe's not right, but she usually kind of ends up being right.
Right? Oh,
speaking of Chloe, we see her take on a different type of friendship with Alex. Did you not find this a little bit strange that she's shopping for him while he's in Europe?
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, I'm confused. Like,
I don't,
why are you buying his clothes if he's in, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of, this piece of the puzzle didn't really make sense to me.
Right.
And that's where it's like, obviously we know that some of the show is probably scripted, you know, producers are doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
But like this, there was a loophole in this. Like, why is she doing all this? Why is she bringing stuff to his house if he's not there? I don't know. I found that to be strange.
I couldn't get that either. And when I saw that and heard over the narrative, Juliet saying, oh, she's trying to be the next Mrs. Campo or whatever. So I think maybe she's trying to insert herself back into his family,
which,
possibly by doing favors.
Which then technically that would be, like Juliet was saying, the timing seems a little fishy that like
right.
you hated him and now you like him again. Because it's like, let's not forget, in the past, Chloe has loved Alex.
Right.
So like,
true.
This piece of the storyline confuses me a bit because it's like, do we still does she still kind of secretly love him, or is it just like a friendship she had? I don't know. And it's just mm-hmm. weird because last season, you know, the last episode, she called him out for all his BS.
Right.
I would almost more appreciate a conversation of them being like, Alex being like, thanks for calling me out on my stuff. Like, we've been able to get past that. But instead it was this weird shopping scene.
Yeah. And then even Chloe explained it to, I forgot who she was talking to, but she explained her reasons why she went back to Team Alex versus Team Juliet. She felt that Juliet basically was a friction in her and Alex's friendship. And which I found that a little weird. I was trying to understand it because, you know, there is a small part of me deep down inside. I will admit it. Whatever. I do root for Chloe because she, I feel, out of the group, does make the most sense. She keeps it the most real, and she doesn't hold anything.
You're right.
Back.
She does not hide anything,
which I respect very much. And I felt that, you know, when she was explaining her reasoning with this, the broken friendships and being friends with Alex again, she felt that she didn't like how Alex was treating Juliet. But then again, Juliet's not the only girl that Alex has treated like crap.
Right.
So, and I'm sure, obviously, Chloe has witnessed all those relationships. So
all
the fact
them.
That now all of a sudden, oh, I don't know what makes this so different from his others.
Right.
I don't know. It's still, something's just not like aligning.
Well, also, too, like, you can only be a friend to someone so many times before they burn you or burn your friends. So, like, why are you still extending the olive branch? But, like, obviously, let's be real. His dad's an executive producer on the show. You can't just, like, write him off.
That's true.
So, like, that's probably why Chloe's still, like, quote-unquote friends. But I don't know. We'll see how that kind of plays out, too. And, like, I don't know. There's still so much to be unraveled
so
here.
So many things to play out. Yeah,
so
for real.
Much. But I think one of my biggest favorite highlights of this show, and I've been dying to see this play out on camera, is Chloe's reaction to Madison dating Ish.
Yes, that was priceless.
That is everybody.
Literally, that was me, for sure, when I first found out.
I just feel like it just raises so many questions. Mm-hmm. And the first one is, rightfully so, in a reaction to what Brandon was initially trying to get at, but he doesn't really have a reason to be able to do that anymore. But what he's saying is, like, you were her boss at one point in time. Like, how did this happen? And, like, from the way Madison described the story, it was that, like, or Juliet described in the storyline, in the voiceover, was saying that we always thought that Madison had a crush on him. And so maybe she, like, you know, shoot her shot, you know, figured it out.
Right.
And when she was out in L.A., she was like, oh, let's meet up. And then maybe that's when it all kind of started. But I don't know. What do you think that this kind of was something that maybe has flourished over the 3 years? Or do you think it was like she never even thought about it? But then when she was in L.A., it was like, you know what? Let me give it a shot.
That's a really good question. I'm still trying to figure it out. It just came out of nowhere, first of all. And again, maybe something was going on off camera, behind the scenes. It's just so random. I feel like Madison, when they first met each other, Madison couldn't possibly be like, oh my gosh.
Right.
Love at first sight. Like, wow, this guy I need to, like, date or get to know or whatever. Because the guy is, like, old enough to be your dad. She probably looked up to him like, oh man, father figure or whatever. Like, it's just so weird. And I don't know who initiated what. I'm thinking, I don't know. For some reason, I just assumed that maybe it was the producer-ish that initiated something, was a flirty or whatever, and maybe Madison just fell for it. I don't know. I just have so many questions on how that started, how it really started.
Right.
And where it's going to go.
Yeah.
If, like, it's going to go anywhere. Is this the show? I don't know.
Right. And, like, let's not forget that, like, she was just with Brandon. So, like, there's still so many different relationships that she's trying to, like, mull through and figure it out, you know? Like, she just broke up last season. It was Ben that they broke up. I mean, that was never really, like,
oh, I forgot about Ben.
Yes,
right.
Ben.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that's when Brandon kind of swung in.
Right.
But I don't know. Chloe just, I just feel like, perfectly depicted that because no one was, it came from left field. We weren't expecting that. If anything, we were maybe hoping her and Brandon got together, but I don't know. I feel like this storyline itself, it could play out in so many different ways because it's like, I mean, maybe it was like, you know, when you don't even notice someone, it's like you could be friends forever and you don't notice them. And then all of a sudden it's like one day you guys look at each other different. It's like, then it's like you can see that person being your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Right.
Like, there's been a lot of people where that happens, where like they could be in the same friend group for years and not even think about it. And then all of a sudden it's like the timing's right.
Right.
And then it just kind of works out. And I feel like maybe this is one of those situations where, like, you know, she was kind of over the Brandon situation. She was out in LA. They maybe met up at, like, you know, a mutual party, and then it kind of happened there. So, like, who knows? But it is also, like, that's Madison's life. So, like, I don't feel like anybody else should be judging that because of, like, they always say age is but a number. But
right. I just feel like everything, these relationships are just moving so fast and out of nowhere. And it just can't, I can't help but to question if some of them are just purposely just for rebounding or if this is like legit. But for Madison to just leave her whole life, you know, her Siesta Key life and move to LA and start this whole career. Didn't she want to get into engineering or something like that?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Now she wants to be a model and actress, and which is cool, but it's like, that's a big jump. I mean, that's cross-country for this guy.
A lot of change.
Lots of changes.
And it is kind of like, Brandon, I feel like she maybe just needed to cut the ties because it was kind of like, you know, you're going back to something that already hurt you once, and you kind of, if you're strong enough sometimes, you're like, you know what? I don't want to go there again, and maybe that's kind of what happened.
Right.
But I gotta say, Chloe again with the stinger reaction. I think biggest mic drop of this episode was
Oh my gosh.
DJ, can you please share it for us?
I like dropped everything when she said that. When Brandon and her were going at it, she was just like, oh, well, you shouldn't have cheated on her.
Yes. Which it's all what we, everybody's thinking that. Last season two. It's like, if you wanted her, you shouldn't have lost her in the first place. You had her. She loved you. And then you cheat on her. So, like, that's going to make him think, like, seven times through anytime he does that.
That shut it down. He went from, like, 100 to, like, zero after she said that. He couldn't say anything. He just walked away. I'm like, silence. It was priceless. It was amazing. Best moment of this episode.
Definitely the best moment. But also, do you think that this is going to shut him off from wanting Madison? Or do you think he's going to continue to fight for her?
Oh, he's definitely going to fight for her. Because I feel... I mean, he just started the battle with Ish. I mean, he was going at it. Ish had to, like, wait, stop pushing me, calm down.
Yeah.
I've, like...
Got hot real quick.
Yeah, and I just... And, I forget about that moment. Like, yeah, when he did cheat on her, so that was totally wrong. Chloe was right to drop that mic comment. But I did, in the moment, feel bad for him. Because you could just see it in his just emotions and how... Because I never seen him that... emotional before. He was like, and the look on his face when they just entered the party, the camera was all like, on his face.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious.
Like, but everybody was waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
So crazy.
I just felt bad. But I definitely think he's going to fight for her. But yeah, Chloe's right. He should have never cheated because Madison's a good person. She is.
Yeah, she is. And she deserves the best. It's like, if, and you know what, that timing wasn't right, then like she has all the right to date whoever she wants to. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is Juliet and Kelsey's friendship. Now, they are not only now best friends all over social media about their newfound friendship, they are also roommates.
Yeah.
How have you felt about this newfound friendship?
You see, this is the thing about this group. Their relationships, their friendships, it really just confuses me. I'm shocked at every new relationship or newfound friendship, but between Juliet and Kelsey, they got physical at one point. Yeah. They wanted to, like, I know Juliet was like about to punch her in the face on one episode, one season.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But then again, it makes me think about Amanda and Chloe.
Right. They're friends again.
Amanda punched Chloe in the face. She got a bloody nose. I mean, me personally, if somebody punched me in the face, I would never want to see them again. I mean, you just basically ruined my moneymaker, potentially. So, I mean, that's a wrap. Yeah. So, I don't understand what's going on with this group. I don't.
It is kind of crazy because it's like, you know, obviously most reality shows are scripted. There's things that happen. But, like, that punch that Amanda gave Chloe was not on camera. Like, that was fully, that fully happened
that
out of a drunk argument. So it's just, it is crazy that they have these altercations and they're able to just let it go so quickly. So I mean, it is funny how they fight, you know, fight like family, and they still remain friends afterwards. So it's like nothing is untouchable territory.
Share each apparently. Other's significant others. I mean,
yeah, literally.
Why not?
But that was something also in the VO that Juliet was basically like, you know, we realized what we were fighting over was very stupid and immature. Because obviously it was when Juliet realized or didn't like that Kelsey was kind of going after Alex. And that's what she thought. So she felt threatened. So then it kind of, they were fighting. Right. And it's like, I guess if you can kind of look back and be like, well, like, it'd be easier if we're just friends. And then it kind of stems a beautiful friendship. Then I guess that's what happens.
Yeah.
And now they've, like, traveled the world together and are besties and living together.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And it's also crazy, too, because it's like, so now they're all, like, quote unquote, living in Siesta Key for the summer. And so now Chloe and Madison are roommates. And I just think it's interesting to kind of look at, like, the line of roommates and how everything's kind of shifted around. Because I think at one point, like, quote unquote, Juliet and Chloe were living together and Madison and Kelsey were living together. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of interesting to see how all those friendships have kind of done the, like, timetable of change.
Yeah.
But then also, too, it's like, well, that's what happens when you grow up. And, like, also Kelsey used to be new to the group. And so she was kind of testing out the friendships and kind of slowly but surely, like, dipping her toe into. And, like, if you realize, like, oh, I'd be way more better friends with these people than this group, like, that's what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of like high school, I guess.
It really is like high school. Aren't they fresh out of high school? Or no, they're fresh out of college.
Yeah.
They
still yeah, Juliet like graduated.
Yeah,
congratulations, she's going to be working for a friend's boutique.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Wanting to pursue fashion, that's cool.
I think that was actually a really great, I loved how she talked to her parents and being like, well, it's not just working in a boutique. Like, I'll be doing marketing, I'll be doing the buying. Like, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited for her.
I'm excited, too, for her career, but I don't know about her relationship.
That's another story for another day. Alrighty, so moving on to the lovely little Kara and Garrett situation.
Oh, my gosh.
But before we do, we would love to give you guys a huge thank you. DJ, would you like to take it away?
Yes, thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We love the show, Siesta Key. If you're on YouTube, please hit that thumbs up button. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And also comments, get involved in our conversation, be a part of the AfterBuzz TV family. We enjoy you guys so much.
Yes, we so do. Make sure you comment below. We want to know your thoughts on this episode and all the different relationships that have conspired. Alrighty, so Kara and Garrett. This is just weird to me. Like, the end of last season, they were kind of, will they, won't they? They weren't calling each other a boyfriend. They weren't technically exclusive. And then she goes away for 2 days and they're not, like, he doesn't reach out. This is where I feel like, okay, what of Kara is real that we're seeing? And, like, what, you know what I mean? Because it's like, why, like, it's a two-way texting road, but also, like, apparently Garrett broke up with her. So why is he trying to fight for her now? Like, just let it go.
I'm confused. And to be honest, you know, I was rooting for them last season. I thought they would make a really cute couple. But seeing as their relationship developed or progressed or not,
yeah,
it was just getting on my damn nerves. Like, honestly, Kara is super insecure.
Yeah.
That is definitely her, in my opinion. She is insecure.
Yeah.
Like, super insecure. It's annoying. And I feel like it's insecurities in not only the relationship and, you know, his past, but also just insecurities about her, I feel. I just didn't like how it started when, you know, Garrett just came in bringing her flowers and all that. Yeah. And then she just had a stank attitude all of a sudden. Like, oh, you didn't notice my nose job? Like, yeah. I did this for, she might as well said, oh, I did this for you to notice me or something. But Garrett has always complimented her. He's always saying she's beautiful and all that. And it's like she doesn't believe him or just, I don't know. She just feels so insecure.
Let me stop you really quick because my only fear of that is like kind of picking the small little tidbit there is that he's coming over to talk to them after the first time that like they haven't spoken since he technically broke up with her and then they've been apart. So this is kind of like that first like will we won't we get back together and he kind of broke my heart this summer. So like I kind of can understand why she's a little standoffish at first. But it doesn't kind of like if he's saying you're beautiful and stuff like you don't need to like it should be the question should be why did you break up with me? Why are you coming back to fight for me? What do you want from this relationship? Like, not about, like, personal appearance, none of that.
Yeah,
I
agree.
And that's where I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, I just feel like also no one's going to be too excited. You have to kind of put up a little bit of a front to be like, I'm mad at you, even if you're not mad at the person and you love them. Because you're like, you hurt me this summer.
Right.
So that's the only thing that I want to hold on to and point out. Because it's like, okay.
I felt like it just confused me because I guess just how it started.
Uh-huh.
Because I was confused. I knew they weren't together, but then he's coming up with flowers. So I'm thinking, oh, did they make up? I'm not sure. So at that point, when it kind of went left a little bit when she was talking about personal appearance, that's when I was like, oh, okay. So maybe, yeah, like you said, she should have just started off with just that. Like, oh,
no,
why?
But you're right. You're right. Because then when it got into the personal appearance, it was like, wait, what are we talking about? Why? How did we get here?
And this was one of like a couple other weird conversations that took place. I know we'll get to between Kara and Kelsey on the beach. Yeah. That was weird. But on Garrett's part, though, yeah, that was once we found out like what happened. That was messed up that he just broke it off just after 2 days after she moved.
Right.
So that was confusing. I thought they were going to make... That wasn't even trying. Like, 2 days, really?
I know. But also, I just feel like this seems super unhealthy. Oh, like, yeah. This is almost like another Alex and Juliet situation. Just end it.
Yeah.
Cut it off. Find a new person. Like, it just kind of isn't worth it at this point.
Right.
And I just feel like it's just like, ugh, okay, like now we're fighting about what? What are we fighting about now?
It's so petty. Like, seriously.
It's so petty. But let me ask you one question and put this in your world. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you had a boyfriend that you guys were at a party, you knew that the ex was going to be there, and he's standing over there, the ex approaches, are you going to be upset about that? About them having a conversation?
You know, it depends.
Okay.
If they had, I mean, obviously, I mean, let's be real. Like, there would be some concern there. Right. I would be like, you know, trying to have a good time at the party, you know, with my drink, but then I would be side-eyeing like, oh, what's going on over there?
Right.
But it depends on also like their history.
Uh-huh.
So if they had a long history, I would be like, okay. I would definitely want to know what they're talking about. Be like, okay, I would really just kind of like sit back and just like really watch, see how this conversation unfolds. If it turns into like a 5 to 10 minute conversation, I think I might just make my way over there. Like, oh, what's going on, guys? What are we talking about? You know, just casually.
Because that's how I feel like this should have been almost approached. Is that like, if there's an ex around, I always feel like if I had an ex at a party, I'd be like, oh, like, you know, like, that's my boyfriend. Like, wave him over and tell him to come over, because I almost just feel like that's fair.
Right.
Because I feel like your significant other should be around when an ex is talking to you. Because it's like, what do you have to say to each other?
Definitely.
You're not together for a reason. Mm-hmm. You guys broke up. Like, I get that Kelsey wants like the small talk to be like, you know, how are you? Whatever. But it's, like, out of respect, Kelsey should be like, I know Kara doesn't want me. Which, like, I get they have bad blood. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, someone needs to be the bigger person here. Either Kara or Kelsey. Because, like, Kelsey can just be like, okay, I can respect that. Like, have fun with Kara. Like, do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, there's this sense of, like, I still want you to be able to talk to me the way we used to. But it's, like, you don't get that.
And I feel like it's not only just that. It also, I think Kelsey had that ulterior motive of trying to instigate something, because I knew she should have known that Kara was going to be watching and totally go off the way that she did.
Yeah.
So Kelsey knew what she was walking into, for sure. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. And I think she kind of wanted that reaction, because she wants to prove to everybody like, oh, she's super jealous and like all this stuff. But then it's also like, okay, Kara, we'll stop talking crap about her, because it's like, first of all, you don't really know her, so you can't really, like, calling someone skanky is just kind of, it's just a little distasteful, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you don't need to call someone a skank just because they were your, like, boyfriend's ex. Like, you can appreciate they had a relationship and then be like, you know, I just don't appreciate you talking to her. Like, if you are going to talk to her, like, bring me over. Have me be a part of the conversation. But I just feel like you guys have nothing to say to each other anymore, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely. What do they have to talk about?
They don't really have much to talk about. I don't think both of them just handled it poorly.
Yeah.
And like you said, I agree. One of them should have been the bigger person. They both should have been the bigger people here. But they were too immature people.
Yeah.
So Kelsey knew what she was doing. She instigated. Kara went off like crazy.
That is just, okay, like, calling someone out on their education is just like a low blow.
That,
like,
was a low blow, definitely.
That's just like when the whole SpongeBob comment from last season, like, that's so, those are just cat,
are so,
yeah, they're like, they dig deep. Like, you don't, that is just, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't need to say those words about someone that you barely know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you feel a certain way about someone, like, doesn't mean that you can just call them whatever you want if you've never had a conversation with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And we were talking about this before. I don't know who annoys me more, Kelsey or Kara. It's like they take turns annoying me, I feel like, per episode or something. That's how it was last season. But in this, when after whatever, Garrett just walked away, all of a sudden, Kelsey pulls Kara. Yeah. Out of nowhere, and I'm just like, okay, well, this conversation's about to get like crazy, right? But it only lasted like 3 seconds, and they were just basically name calling. Oh, I can't wait till your life falls apart. Oh, right. You didn't get your GED.
Like what?
What just happened?
Like, yeah, what was even going on there?
I was confused.
Very confused.
It's like babies fighting.
So basically, everybody's doing great.
Right.
This season's kicking off wonderfully.
Lovely.
But I think that kind of kicks it off. Mm-hmm. Was there anything you wanted to cover before we get into some news and gossip? Or our special segment, I mean?
I mean, I feel like we covered all of it pretty much. I'm just basically, bless you.
Thank you. I'm just basically
looking forward to see how... Just, I want to see more of Robbie. Because I will say, I do agree when, after Chloe grilled Robbie about his like intentions and everything... She was explaining to Juliet that she feels that Robbie's putting on some kind of front. So I do feel that.
Yeah.
And that's why one of the reasons why I'm just like, I don't know about Robbie. But I am interested in seeing the season, just to see his true self come out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's putting on, he seems just a bit like rigid. And I feel like that's his like, you know, front or fake ulterior or whatever.
Right.
You know?
But, well, and like you bring up a great point because it's like even at the dinner, he kind of is like, it's like, you know when you can hear someone spewing out lines? Like, if you've ever been on a date and you're like, oh, here we go. Like, they just, like, are you going to talk to me like a normal human being? Or are you just going to, like, spew out these lines because I'm not taking them. Like, you can't feed them to me.
It seems so cliche. And he's just like, oh, I know I'll treat her better than the previous person. Blah, blah. Yeah, and Chloe's like, oh, we've heard that before. Like, yeah, we all have heard that before.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Literally. Everybody that's been in a previous relationship that gets into a new relationship has heard that before.
It's like, boy, bye.
Yeah. I'm really intrigued about his age and height, though. Like, are they real?
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I need some Chloe FBI-ness going on here.
Right.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we are going to get into our special segment that we'll be doing every week, which is going to be the Siesta Key to My Heart.
Love it.
Out of all the craziness that happens throughout the episode, we want to pinpoint someone that kind of, you know, sparked us with a little bit of joy and a little bit of happiness amongst all of the craziness. So, DJ, would you like to take it away?
Oh, man. For this episode, you know, I will say Madison.
Okay.
Because, you know, in light of all the craziness that's going on, she does truly seem very happy.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like out of the group, she's like the most loyal and committed. And she's somebody that you just got to wife up, you know? And I feel, even though it's weird, her dating the producer or this 46-year-old, whatever, age is nothing but a number.
Right.
If she's happy, then you know what? I'm happy. So she has the Siesta Key to my heart.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. And you're right. Like, she, if she's happy, like, whatever. You go, girl.
Exactly.
Like, she keep smiling, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Keep shining, girl.
And she just looks great. She looks great.
I love
Okay, so my Siesta Key to my heart is going to be Juliet's mom. She is always just like, she is Juliet's champion. I just loved at brunch how she's always like, okay, like just giving her the advice that she needs and just being like, we love you, but like, you know, be careful. Like, she's just such a sweetheart. And I just love that, you know, she's just such a great mom and gives such cute advice and she's just there for her. So I feel like that was a lightness out of all the craziness. And then, of course, Juliet had to hit them with that comment. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, geez. Oh, my gosh. Totally ruined it.
Well, that is our segment. So please let us know who is the Siesta Key to your heart. The niceness out of all the craziness. Getting into some news and gossip. Guys, Instagram is a gold mine. If you're not following them on Instagram, you have to make sure to check out all of their stories because they definitely were posting some amongst the premiere tonight. But something that we definitely wanted to spotlight is we have receipts, or at least Kelsey's Instagram has some receipts. She would like to show everybody that, yes, she did get a GED. And not only a gown, but in Garrett's arms on her graduation day.
Burn.
So she has graduated high school, contrary to Kara's beliefs. So before you call someone out, make sure you know the facts.
Exactly. Do your research, Kara. Dang.
Yes.
Ooh, burn.
There was also some other things that we saw on some Instagram stories, but I'm not sure if we were able to grab those videos. But there was just a funny comment made that I think it was Juliet saying. It was either Juliet or Kelsey. And they said something about the comment that Juliet made in the beginning about, like, how basically Robbie was better than Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was kind of a nod to revoking that. But I wish we had the video because I couldn't find it. But if you guys are on their Instagram stories, I'm sure you'll be able to find it somewhere. But that's kind of all we've got for today. There is definitely more where that came from. If you go check out their Instagrams, they're definitely entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Love this cast.
It's all there.
Always so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Also, wait, what are we talking about? One more last big thing is obviously if you haven't checked out Alex's Instagram a couple weeks ago, they posted that he's having a child.
Oh my gosh.
Which I find very strange because it's in the teaser. So, like, were they able to, you know, clear that? I'm just confused. Like, how were they able to share that before the show ended? You know?
I don't know.
Like, because it was posted, like, at least a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was posted on December 15, 2019. And he said, little princess on the way. So, interesting.
Insane.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to see how that turns out.
Alex, a father.
I know. It's crazy.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting ride this season. Alrighty. Last but not least, we are going to get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
DJ, how do you think the season's going to end?
Oh my gosh. It can end in so many different ways. But I will say, I predict we are possibly going to see some more tears from Juliet. Yeah. The crying faces are going to be back.
Yeah. I am just going to go out on a whim here and say that Robbie and Juliet do not stay together. But
hence the tears.
I hope that she finds someone that treats her the way she deserves to be treated.
Yeah.
I hope that she gets someone that, you know, loves her for her amazing self and she can be happy. And I would love to see a fun new love interest in Kelsey's life. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we kind of will see that with Jared.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's
that
true.
Would be fun. That will be fun. I think that will be like a small relationship, but nothing that escalates to a larger one. That's what I'm going to say.
We shall see.
We shall see indeed. Well, guys, that wraps up Siesta Key Season 3, Episode 1. Woo! DJ, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, such a pleasure, Allie. I love this. I love you. I love this show. I can't wait to come back every week. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be great. Where can they find you on social media in the meantime?
You guys can find me on Instagram at DJ_Beaulieu.
And hey, guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at AllieGirl. And, of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.